This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. On our show this hour is a gentleman who was with us a couple of years ago. It's a fascinating book that he has written, and I enjoy talking to him. He's Ray Charles Jr. He is the son of the great Ray Charles, and the book is absolutely fantastic. We'll be talking to Ray Charles Jr. about that. Beautiful actress from a very famous family, Mariel Hemingway, will be joining us on the show. And then Mike Berry and Vicki Lambert will be here from the USAA. And that's all coming up the second hour with Ron Segi Today on this extended Labor Day weekend. We're going to pause, but when we come back, my first guest this second hour, Ray Charles Jr., talking about his father, Ray Charles.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. And our next guest and I have a couple of things in common. Aside from the fact that we both follow Richard Petty's career during his heyday as the king of the NASCAR circuit.
Yes.
He loves that song. I love that song. And we both love the man who sang it. Joining us right now is the son of the great Ray Charles Robinson Jr. Hello, Ray. How are you, my friend?
Thank you so much, Ron, for having me on your show.
Well, I have to tell you something. In the 6 decades that I've been in the music business,
yes,
I always wanted to see your dad. I saw Elvis, I saw Sinatra, I saw Paul McCartney. The man I wanted to see, and I never got a chance to, was your father. He was the best. Huh. He was the best.
Yeah, well, you missed something in concert. You truly missed something, but his music still lives.
Oh, it lives. It lives, and it was just as great today. It's like fine wine. But, Ray, I want to thank you for writing this book, which is entitled You Don't Know Me, one of your favorite songs, as it is mine, of your dad.
Yes.
This book is it, warts and all, isn't it, Ray?
Well, I believe that is a great intimate look, my personal intimate look of my father, our family, our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything, you know, You Don't Know Me is everything that you did not see in the movie Ray or read about in my father's memoir, Brother Ray. So I believe that you and the readers and the fans will come to understand his triumphs, his accomplishments in a new, complete way.
And Ray, it was a very different life, wasn't it? I mean, the persona that we saw on stage, he was warm to you and his children, but yet there were times where he was standoffish. We know, of course, of some of the problems that he had. When you saw his problems early on in life, you couldn't understand it. I mean, you went to Whittier College, same college that President Nixon went to.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, you fell into the same trap that he fell into.
Yeah, and you know, I wanted to be so descriptive about that night that I stepped into that house. It was like the precept, where they collected souls. And for, you know, that was really knowing yourself, going against yourself, and it was a bad decision. And I knew that the moment that I did that, it was almost like I was talking to the devil himself.
You know, I'm familiar with that area of California, and you are a very good writer because you vividly explained how you went up Laurel Canyon Road, and you feel like you were really there. Some of these items we knew about Ray. We knew he flew an airplane. I knew he was in an accident with his Corvette. But I didn't realize that he used to put together the Christmas toys on Christmas morning. He loved that, and that he fixed his own airplane one time.
Yes, he did. And, you know, that was one of his main things. He loved to hear the joy from us on Christmas morning and, hearing us open the presents. And that was the main story that I wrote about, you know, when he came out of rehab. The morning that I just sat on the stairs and I watched him and listened to him as he sang Christmas carols to himself. And after he had put a new 10-speed under the tree, and he was running his hands over the tree and singing to himself, and I guess, you know, that particular Christmas, his soul, his mind, and his body were at peace, and his soul came back with joy, and I had a chance to experience that when everybody else was asleep that morning.
That is a great story, Ray. I got to tell you something, and especially the part where you scared him when he went after the cookies. But that was a great, great story. It truly was.
It's not coming.
Oh, wow. You can almost see that. Now, you talk about a very frightening experience because he used to go into his office, and you didn't go in there unless you knocked on the door. But one very frightening situation that you saw where he cut himself and almost lost his life.
Yeah, you know, that was a turning point in his life, though, I believe. And I believe that was a godsend. And even if he didn't recognize it at the time, I think he recognized it the day that he made a decision to go into rehab. But let me explain to you, there wouldn't have been a story beyond that night if I had not disobeyed my mother and gotten out of bed because I heard noises coming from his office. And I heard them before. I just truly believe God had intervened in his life and given him another chance, and you truly get a chance to feel that and live that.
There's no question about it that he lived a full life, but when I go back, and I know the story so well because I really did love your dad, I really did. In my mind, as it is in millions of people around the world, he was a genius. There's no question about it. I have a friend of mine by the name of Tony Gumino. Do you know Tony?
Tony?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, Tony had shown me some footage one time of him in his recording studio, how he would walk around in that studio like he knew everything where everything was.
Well, he did.
And it was amazing that he came down here to Florida when he was only 7 or 8 years old to go to this blind school. I mean, he just had a life that was so full of experiences that I don't think the normal person, the person that didn't have the drive and the confidence and everything that he had, could have done. I couldn't have done it.
Well, you know, he felt that, you know, he wasn't blind. He just felt that he could not see, and he wanted to experience everything that life had to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And he approached a lot of things as if he couldn't see, but I think there were limits to his sight, but there weren't many. And typical example, me sharing, I mean, I have the same story, which is in my book. I talk about him bringing me into his life and sharing the studio with me and teaching me about music, what to listen for and the notes, why he would sing a verse the way he would sing it, and listening to his voice, I mean, was in you know, it was almost like I was in a trance. I was listening to his music and listening to how he made that music before it ever went on the shelves, and that was a truly, truly enriching experience, and it also was our relationship through the music, which we shared over the years.
Incredible, incredible insight to what you saw. You talk about the fact, and again, I go back to your writing skills, about just touching his face and explaining how his face was with kind of a day-old beard and kind of a rough, leathery skin. It's written very, very well, Ray, I want to tell you.
I truly appreciate that, and I just want it to be there. This is a story about my mother as well.
Sure it is, yes.
About her strength and her holding this family together during the turbulence in which they experience, okay? It's a true testament to her and her love for him and what she tried to do with her family to get him to settle down. And even though it may not have been a fairy tale ending, it almost was.
You talk about the ending. It was a sad ending, though, as far as your ability to take part in the funeral and everything, because there was a Mr. Adams who stood in the way of a lot of things that was very close to him from a business standpoint. And towards the end of the book, when I got to that part, I almost resented him.
Well, I would say this. I feel sorry for him that he had to do that to his to Ray Charles' family.
Yes.
I feel that my father didn't know him the way he thought. And for him to... For our family to be under lock and key, we cannot have our own private memorial. For us to be locked out and learn about our father's death on national television, and we're not, I was never called. So, you know, that's for the public to judge him, okay? It's not for me to do it, and, you know, it's sad, and I feel sorry for him that he even had to feel that he had to exercise that kind of power.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
We're talking to Ray Charles Robinson, Jr., the son of the genius of Ray Charles. And Ray Charles, Jr. has a new book out. I have it right here in my hand. You Don't Know Me, from, of course, the song of the same name. And we're going to pause for just a second, but we will be back with more. And Ray Charles, Jr., don't go away.
You give your hand to me. Then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night. And longs to hold you tight. Oh, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. 'Cause you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
For I never knew the art of making love.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Georgia. Georgia. The whole day.
That's the man who had more soul and a baby finger than people have in their entire body. The genius of Ray Charles. We're talking to his son, Ray Charles Robinson Jr. He has a brand new book out about his dad called You Don't Know Me. And I got to tell you something. This is a terrific book. He's a great young man. And he talks about everything in this book. Ray Charles Jr. is our guest. It's a great book, though, ladies and gentlemen. It really is. Talks about priorities. Your dad had what you talk about, three priorities. This may sound cold and callous. For some reason, you forgive Ray Charles for having these priorities. His music, his family was actually third, you said.
You know, but music, I don't excuse the infidelities, but I understand what he was looking for in those infidelities. And so understanding that, you have to forgive him because I don't think he understood really what he was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But I do. I do understand that he was searching. And, you know, I want the public to know that he loved his family deeply. He was a great man with great insight. He truly believed in us, and he believed in me. And he loved me, and he loved his family.
I tell you what, you are very lucky to have that name. You really are. My dear late friend Ed McMahon told me of a story that I watched on TV. Oh, yeah, and he loved your dad. And I got to tell you, I saw the night on The Tonight Show where he berated a drummer, and afterwards Carson came to him and he says, Ray, there's a drummer that's looking for an apology. And he says, I'll tell you what. He says, bring the whole band out there, because when I apologize to the drummer for berating him on television, I berated him in front of the band, I will apologize to him in front of the band. That's the kind of guy Ray Charles was.
Yes, that's right. And he loved his fans, as I stated before. They loved him. It was a true love affair with them. And that was his lifeblood. That was the air that he breathed. And that was his muse. And I understood why that came first. It had to. He wouldn't have been able to survive without it.
He was the best. He really was.
Yes, he was.
And I congratulate you. I failed to mention in the introduction that you are an independent film producer, co-produced Ray Charles' 50 Years of Music, along with co-producing Ray. And Ray, I want to tell you, if you ever come to Florida, please let me know. I would love to be your friend.
I truly appreciate the warm welcome of this book, and I had questions about it before, but I truly... In something negative, there's always something positive if you're looking for that. And I think that they found something even greater, his humanity. And I think that I'm good with that.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you very much.
And you're a good writer, too. And I got to tell you something, no matter what they say, if there's some negative things about a man's life, you just look over him because he gave so much to everybody. I mean,
we all make, no, the point is of this is that we all made mistakes.
That's right.
And forgiveness at the end of the day is what it's all about.
Yep, you're absolutely correct.
He forgave me and I forgave him. And God forgave us all. So, I mean, forgiveness is the message. And if you know the perils of something, you don't have to, it's about good decisions and bad decisions at the end of the day. And I'm here, and I've been fruitful, and I'm blessed, and I hope this book blesses someone else.
Well, I tell you what, it certainly did me. The name of the book is You Don't Know Me, of course, The Reflections of My Father, Ray Charles, taken after that great song that I just absolutely love, but it's one of many.
It is a great, let me tell you.
You know, I'm a singer, and I sing that song, and I got to tell you something. I sit back, and I think to myself, if I could only sing it like the man, because nobody can.
Nobody can sing it like that.
When you're a singer, you got to be a real fool to do a cover of a Ray Charles song.
Well, I'm sure he would appreciate the thought.
Well, thank you, Ray. And again, if you're down in Orlando, let us know. We'd love to have you come down here.
Thank you so much for your warm welcome.
Oh, it's from the heart. You Don't Know Me. It's out in bookstores right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a must-read from Ray Charles Robinson, Jr., the son of the genius of Ray Charles.
And they can go to www.raycharlesjr.com.
Oh, that sounds great, and we will do that. Thanks, Ray.
I appreciate your time. Fantastic. I truly appreciate your warm welcome, and this is fantastic. I truly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you. Have
Bye-bye.
A great day.
Ray Charles, Jr. has been our guest, talking about his legendary dad, Ray Charles. And we're going to play a little production that we made specially for this interview to kind of top things off after talking to Ray Charles Jr. And this is a tribute to his dad, Brother Ray. And there is one musical legend that has never been imitated. Why? Because it's impossible. No other talent has the ability to portray the feeling deep within like the genius of Brother Ray.
Georgia. Georgia.
He was born Ray Charles Robinson on September 23, 1930, in Albany, Georgia, and grew up in Greenville, Florida. At the age of 5, Ray began to lose his sight. By age 6, he was completely blind from glaucoma. His mother sent him to the St. Augustine School for the Deaf and Blind, where he studied classical music composition in Braille. When his mother died in 1946, he left school to play in various Florida dance bands. At the end of 1947, no longer using his last name, Ray moved to Seattle, Washington.
Born to lose.
In 1949, Ray signed a deal with Jack Lauderdale's Swingtime Records out of Los Angeles. His first single release was Confession Blues. Early in 1951, Ray hit the rhythm and blues charts in a big way. His record of Baby Let Me Hold Your Hand charted at number 7. Around this time, Ray signed with Atlantic Records and toured New Orleans, where he worked with Guitar Slim as arranger and keyboardist.
Oh, it's crying time again.
When Ray signed with ABC Paramount Records in 1959, he was an immensely popular and well-respected recording artist. But within his first 3 years at ABC, Ray Charles was able to stretch both his creative genius and break the cultural boundaries that entrapped many black artists of the time. In 1962, Ray Charles did something no one else did. Fused country and western music with soul.
Unchain my heart.
In fact, Ray Charles is the only artist that can combine rock, soul, country, rhythm and blues, and swing together and make it work.
You give your hand to me.
Nobody in the history of contemporary music makes you feel the lyrics quite like Ray Charles. If greatness, genius, and style makes a musical legend, then there is only one that stands the highest on that mountain. And that one is Ray Charles.
Hey, mama, won't you keep me wrong? Come and love you, daddy, all night long, all night long. Hey, hey, all right.
I'm Ron Sedgy with the Rock and Roll Legend.
See the girl with the diamond ring. She knows how to shake that thing, all right now, now.
We're going to pause, but we'll be right back with more.
Unchain my heart. Baby, let it be. Unchain my heart. Cause you don't care about me.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Roughly 50,000 Afghan refugees will be housed at 8 military bases across the country. Air Force General Glenn Van Herk saying refugees will be housed at bases in Virginia, Texas, Wisconsin, New Jersey, New Mexico, and Indiana. How is Hurricane Ida affecting gas prices across the United States? From the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau, Brad Bernards has the details.
Gas Buddy head of petroleum analysis Patrick DeHaan weighs in on Hurricane Ida's impact on oil prices.
I don't think we're going to go much higher. I think maybe a few more cents a gallon, maybe as high as $3.25 a gallon. I really don't foresee getting much worse than that at this time. But still, as motorists hit the road, they're going to be encountering rising prices for Labor Day. I think that will usher in lower prices by mid and late September.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
and around the world. Our next guest, we had her on many, many years ago, so it was a few years back, but I'm glad she's back with us. She is a delightful lady. She is a talented lady, and now she's going to be a very informative lady. She has a new documentary film called Running from Crazy on the Oprah Network. Joining us right now is Academy Award nominee Mariel Hemingway. Hi, Mariel. How are you?
Hi. I'm very well. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for coming back. It was a long time ago. I'm sure you don't remember, and I don't even remember how long ago, but I know it was too long.
Well, just don't go that far back.
Yeah, we'll just talk now. We'll just pretend like we're that age, okay, that
yes,
we were
that's right.
when
that's
that happened.
Right.
That's, you know, so how was the prom?
Yeah, exactly. Awesome.
We're going to go back that far. We might as well make it worth it, okay? You know, you have a last name like the Sinatras and the Presleys, you know, that type of name that is magic and known worldwide. And sometimes, you know, that's an enormous advantage, and I know that sometimes not so enormous a situation. The granddaughter of the great Ernest Hemingway, but you have talked about in this new documentary film, Running from Crazy, which is going to be on Oprah's own network, about something that you really don't hear much about in famous families, and that is suicide, depression, mental illness. I mean, you really and truly open up on this, don't you?
I do open up about it, and I open up about it because I think that it's really important for other people to know that if somebody, you know, quote-unquote famous can talk about this issue, then they can talk about it, because it happens in more families than you realize. It happens in a lot of creative and talented families a lot, because it's also linked with addiction. There's a lot of elements to mental instability that have to do with the lifestyle choices that have been made. And that's kind of my discovery. It's like, oh, wow, you know, my sister drank so much. My other sister was taking drugs. My grandfather, it was a time where nobody thought drinking a lot and living, you know, the life on the edge, they didn't think that was detrimental. They didn't realize the effect that it had on the brain. So it's about just understanding your heritage so that you can make informed decisions and make choices to be healthier just through the simple lifestyle choices you make. I mean, that's part of what this documentary is about, is giving people hope and also helping them to understand that they're not alone.
You know, it's an illness, just like heart trouble, diabetes, cancer. It's an illness. And, you know, people who inherit those types of illnesses, I always feel that they have, because I know my family, a fear that they are going to inherit that illness. Suicide is an illness. Depression is an illness. Do you ever fear that?
I did in the past, and I absolutely do not anymore, because of knowing so much about it and knowing that I make really healthy choices for my life and understanding that those healthy choices make a difference. But I did. And I think that there are many people out there that sort of don't want to talk about it. It's like they don't want to open Pandora's box. Like if I talk about this, that means, you know, I might bring light to this. I remember that when my sister died, I actually thought that it was like handing the baton to me. I thought, oh no, now it's my turn. But the fact of the matter is, and the reason why I did this documentary, is because when we speak about it, when we have more knowledge, when we have more understanding about all the elements that go into the healing process, we can make change in our lives. Because I am healthy, I am thriving, I'm vibrant, I'm acting, I'm writing books, I'm doing a million wonderful things in a vibrant life that I know is open and available to everyone if they're willing to tell their story, to shed light into the dark places in their lives.
Now, there's a lot of people on the front that look like you live, okay? But when they turn everything off at 3 o'clock in the morning, they're a different person. And I think that's where it becomes a scary situation, because, you know, we're both in the entertainment business. I know what it's like to feel lousy and walk out on stage and, you know, do the best I can and make it look like I don't have a health problem in the world. And I get off stage and I think, well, how did I do that? So I think that a lot of people put on that front, but sometimes don't continue that type of way of living when they're by themselves.
Well, but that's kind of not authentically living a healthy life. That's
putting
on a show.
That's right.
Different.
Yeah.
You know, I think that, yes, and I have done that too in the past, mm-hmm. where you want to put on a happy face. I was in a marriage that I wasn't happy with either, and, you know, I just put on... But I didn't know any different. But I think when we don't have the knowledge that there's different choices that can be made so that you authentically feel that way.
Yeah.
So that your stage life, so to speak, or quote unquote, can be very similar to your working happy life. Because that's the way it is for me. I mean, a lot of times in social media, the people that follow me, are you really that happy? Do you really love your life?
No, you're pretty happy.
I can honestly say that I do now, but it wasn't always the case. But I want people to know that living healthily, being happy, is an option. Some people don't even know that it's an option.
Yeah. You hit that one right on the head. Do you know and do you go into the reasons your sister did it?
Yes. I mean, she was an addict. She took a lot of drugs. She drank so much. She was also bulimic. She had a lot of, you know, she had disorders that didn't help the balance of her brain at all. And the reason she was self-medicating is because she was in pain. So there's all, you know, where it's the chicken and the egg. What came first? You know, the depression or the self-medication for the depression or the lack of confidence. So, and it's also the misunderstanding of our family. Like, she idolized my grandfather's lifestyle rather than idolizing his extraordinary talent. So it's about just looking at it and understanding it, not making it wrong or bad, but just going, hey, this is the reality, and this is how we deal with it.
You know, I think what you said about emulating your grandfather's lifestyle vis-a-vis his accomplishments is very well said. I think a problem with a lot of people who idolize someone, whether it be in the entertainment business, the sports, the politics, whatever the case may be, sometimes they want to be like that person versus being like what that person accomplished. And in the case of your grandfather, I mean, here was an accomplished, successful man. I mean, that was an enormous shock to learn of that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was tremendous to just understand. Oh, but with understanding, it takes the taboo away. It takes that stigma, that fear of looking at it. Because once you look at it, you go, oh, it makes sense. And when something makes sense, it's not scary anymore.
Yeah. When you're doing this documentary, which, by the way, again, is called Running from Crazy, it's going to be on Oprah's network, OWN network. Was it curing for you? I mean, was it good to get these things out knowing that you weren't going to be just telling, like, me about it, but the whole country?
It was
therapeutic.
Powerful. I mean, I couldn't go into it thinking about the ultimate outcome of, like, millions of people will watch this story. I'm like, oh, I didn't really think of it that way because I think I don't know, maybe I would have been too scared to do it. But now, of course, now I feel very honored to share the story. And here's the reason why, is because so many people say to me, oh, my God, you have my story. And, of course, I have your story. I have everybody's story. We all share in this at some level, somewhere. You know, if we shine a light in certain places in our lives, we'll realize that we all are so connected. And that's where community comes in. And community is so important to the healing of mental illness, is to understand that you're not alone.
Wow. I tell you, therapeutic probably for you and for a lot of people who will be watching it. Nominated for an Oscar at the age of 17 in, of course, the film Manhattan, film debut with Lipstick, the very successful, the talented Mariel Hemingway. And I have to tell you something. I want to congratulate you on doing this because I believe that it's one of the subjects, like so many subjects that are considered taboo, you know, years ago, that you brought to the forefront, talk about freely, and I'm sure help millions of people who would never, ever want to bring it today.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I just think it's important, and, you know, it was going to be me or somebody else. Might as well be me.
Well,
and then I got to get healthy in the meantime.
There
so
you go.
It's all good.
Now, will you do me a favor? Will you not wait another 400 years to come back and join me?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. I'll just say okay.
We can talk about our 10-year class reunion.
Yes, exactly. That's good.
Okay. Mariel, thank
I
you.
Love it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us, and stay well, okay?
Thanks, Ron.
Okay. Mariel Hemingway has been our guest. She's an Academy Award nominee and on Oprah's network, OWN network. the TV show, documentary film, Running from Crazy. Fascinating, from a fascinating family. And talking about a very personal issue within that family. There's more to come, live all across the USA and around the world, on Ron Segi Today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi Today. I saw this come across my desk the other day, and I said, we need to chat about this on the air, because it's very important. In fact, in my early life, I didn't even realize this when I rented a few homes to live in, and it's really something that you need to consider if you are renting, because according to the Census Bureau, 39 million American households are made up of renters. That's a big number. And we're going to talk about some of the jams that you can get into if indeed you don't follow the advice of our next two guests, Mike Berry, Chief Communications Officer at the Insurance Information Institute, and Vicki Lambert, Assistant Vice President of USAA Renters Insurance. Mike, Vicki, welcome to the show.
Good to be here, Ron.
Thank you.
What I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is renter's insurance, because I know that if you rent your home, you have a little bit more flexibility. You know, you can move quickly if you need to. You don't have to sell the apartment or the home. But what is the biggest mistake that renters make when it comes to renting a condo, renting a house, renting a townhouse, whatever the case may be? The biggest mistake that they make, and many people don't even know they're making it.
The biggest mistake is thinking that the landlord's responsible for their personal possessions. Insurance Information Institute's a national organization. I see so many cases dealing with the media where there's a fire in an apartment complex and all of a sudden the personal possessions of the renter are damaged, and they think that that the landlord's responsible. The landlord's responsible for the structure of the building. The personal possessions are the responsibility of the renter, and that's why you need renter's insurance to protect your personal property. And there are other coverages as well, but that's the key one.
When it comes to renter's insurance, I think people just assume it's household rentals. This applies to business properties, too.
What we're talking about today is specifically for personal use, not business use. There are other policies out there, but from a renter's perspective that we're talking about today is for personal use.
But if indeed you are renting a commercial piece of property, the theory still applies, because I owned a business one time and it caught on fire. The building caught on fire, and the renter came back to me and said, how come, you know, you don't pay for my files and everything else? I think it's a really important thing. Now, why is this needed? Because it certainly not only protects your own property, but it really protects against liability, too, does it not?
That is true.
Correct. Liability coverage does help protect your finances if you're ever responsible for someone's injuries or property damage.
Is it expensive?
The short answer is no. It's relatively inexpensive, and if a renter goes out and starts pricing the policy, I think they'd be pleasantly surprised at how little it costs. We're talking as little as $10 a month and maybe as high as $20 a month. And when you consider the thousands of dollars that you're insuring in terms of personal possessions, you know, the bedding, your couch, your flat screen television, all of a sudden it becomes a very cost-effective purchase.
Can a landlord, of which I am, require this, that the tenant have renter's insurance? I mean, can they actually say, if you don't have renter's insurance and proof thereof, that I'm not going to rent you this apartment?
Yes, landlords have been increasingly doing that and requiring renter's insurance. The primary focus from a landlord's coverage to protect the landlord's interest, but personal property is just as important.
I was interested in knowing this because I didn't realize parents could consider renter's insurance if their child is going to college. Is that applied to, let's say, a college dormitory, an off-campus home or apartment? Does it apply to both?
Yes, it would apply to both. It's really wherever your personal property is located. So it could be a dorm. It could be an off-campus apartment, an on-campus apartment, a house rental. It would apply to all.
Does the cost of it reflect the amount of insurance that you get for the content? And I realize that sounds like a pretty elementary question, but if you have a property that's not worth anything, let's say it's just, I'm talking about now people that are possibly not in a good financial condition, and they don't have a lot of expensive property, is it worth it then?
Well, I still think it's worth it in the sense that, and one of the things when I first got into this business, I heard it explained pretty well, is look at your four walls, and if you were to lift it up and drop everything out, what would fall out? That's what you need in terms of renter's insurance, personal possessions. People of more modest means may not have close to what is the $27,000 for a two-bedroom apartment, but nonetheless, it's worth getting, because event of a total loss, now you've got no way to financially recoup whatever possessions were damaged in terms of insured events. So we're talking a fire, hurricane, I mean, so many events going on around the country, tornadoes. I mean, there's and windstorms are covered under renter's insurance policies. In the worst case scenario, we're talking about, let's say your rental unit is uninhabitable.
Then I would assume that you have a living expense allocation for that. I'm going to go back to the liability aspect of this right now. When we talk about a renter, and maybe they have, and not maliciously, caused the fire for some unknown reason, does the renter's insurance protect, or can they defend themselves, the renter, from the landlord suing them for being responsible for a fire.
Yes, they can. That's the exact purpose.
So when somebody is making that determination, how should they determine what to get as far as the amount is concerned for insurance? Because if you have, let's say, $5,000 worth of property, personal property in the apartment, but the structure is worth $100,000, what does the renter insure? I mean, do they insure $110,000?
Yeah, I think it's really two different things. So I would highly recommend you do an inventory list of all your personal possessions, which would kind of come up with a personal property amount, as well as liability. But again, I do highly recommend you also speak to an insurance professional to understand what your coverage needs are and what your landlord does require.
And it's something that everybody should do. This is not a pick-and-choose situation, because a lot of times people will say, well, the reason I'm renting is I don't want the extra cost of insurance and property taxes and everything else. But this is really a protection for them.
No doubt. And you know, yes, renting is much less expensive than owning a home. But, again, renter's insurance is a very cost-effective product. I mean, a homeowner's insurance policy is going to cost you $1,000 or $1,200 a year on average across the U.S. Here, a renter's insurance policy is going to cost you, who knows, anywhere $10 to $20 a month. So it's covering a lot. It's covering your personal possessions. It's liability. It's additional living expenses. So you're getting a lot of coverage for a very modest expenditure, anywhere $10, $20 a month at most.
Very important. Very, very important. I fell into this trap many, many years ago. Where can we go for more information about coverage and some of the things that we've talked about today and even more?
Yeah, you can go to USAA, that's with two A's, .com/renters policy.
Mike, Vicki, thank you so much for joining us. Our guests have been Mike Berry, Chief Communications Officer at the Insurance Information Institute, and Vicki Lambert, who's the Assistant Vice President of USAA Renters Insurance. Vicki, Mike, thanks for joining us. Would you return one day soon and give us any updates that might be in the wind?
Definitely, Ron. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Vicki. Very important, ladies and gentlemen. You got to heed that. As I mentioned in the introduction, 39 million Americans are renting, and that's a big number, and getting personal property insurance, renter's insurance, as it's called, is something that is just as important as the electric bill and the phone bill and everything else. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment First Responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Again, text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747.
That's a wrap on Ron Segi Today. We hope you enjoyed the show. I want to thank our guests for joining us. They include actor Ray Liotta, Joe Moniacci from the American History Channel, from FEMA, Cheryl Nelson, Ray Charles Jr., the son of the great Ray Charles, actress Mariel Hemingway, Mike Berry and Vicki Lambert from USAA, and our tribute to Ed Asner. We played the last interview that we did with Ed, many of which were over the years, and we always enjoy chatting with him. He was a gentleman and an extremely huge talent. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live nationwide and around the world. And until then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.